KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
It's our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for joining us. It's been a while since we had John on, but so glad to see the work continues to go.
Yeah, I actually had a chance to hang out with John Moore on Wednesday, and we were doing an interview with a college student from Arizona Christian University that was interviewing business leaders for a class, and we just had a blast with him, you know, answering his questions and sharing stories. And boy, there's a anyone who poo-poos the next generation doesn't have enough young people in their lives. There's so many bright young people out there that make me optimistic.
Oh yeah,
about the future.
Yeah, even the Bible speaks to that generation, reminding them not to have others, despise their youth. There's an upcoming generation, and hopefully we're doing what we can to equip them. And part of that is regular updates like this with you, Brian. What's our topic today?
Well, I had a few ideas brewing through the week, but then I had a conversation just yesterday that shifted what I thought we might discuss today. And to frame this conversation, it was a conversation with a wonderful couple that we serve. We actually serve three generations of this family. And this was kind of the G1, if you will, folks in their 70s. And we also work with a couple of their children and grandchildren. Wonderful family. The grandparents, the G1, are wonderful stewards, good savers, generous givers, very content. They have three children that are all doing great, great careers. And then they have grandchildren that are now getting out of college and some getting out of high school, all of them on track to be great contributors. So on the surface, they're doing everything right. But the conversation we had at the end of our recent meeting, I thought was worth sharing because I think it's probably something that's on a lot of people's minds. And we had just finished a long conversation about all these great things they're doing financially and making some tweaks here or there. And the last few minutes, they said, well, what do we need to change in light of the election? And I said, well, tell me more about what you think in particular. And I wasn't sure which side of the aisle they sat politically. And they said, well, it seems that we're on track for a Trump presidency again. And how do we respond to that threat to our democracy? And what might that how might that impact our finances? And what really stood out to me when they asked that was the change in their tone during that part of the conversation versus the very measured, patient, and controlled tone we'd had throughout the rest of the meeting. All of a sudden, there was this extra layer of emotion and fear that I could sense in their words. And the reason I bring this up is last week I had a conversation with someone who said, what should we do in light of the election? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, I've read in many places and watched some YouTube videos about how if Biden is reelected, he will move us all to a digital currency and I may not have access to my money any longer. So in 1 week, I had conversations from either side of the aisle, both driven by fear, likely by misinformation, all related to politics. And it was just such a testament to how you can be doing everything right. But in the end, if you let politics drive your financial decision making, it definitely leaves opportunity for big mistakes.
Yeah, and what I've gained from our conversations in the past is it seems rare that an election actually has that much of an impact in general on the market. Is that the case?
Yeah, we often see a cycle where leading up to the election, we see bouts of volatility. Markets start moving higher and lower in a more dramatic fashion. But then after the election, things tend to move forward positively, no matter who wins. Really, the market isn't politically motivated, but there are platforms for either side of the aisle that might benefit certain industries. And the market sorts out those perceived winners and losers shortly after the election. But what I worry about more is, outside of the market volatility, every election season, I seem to hear these conspiracy theories come out of the woodwork that drive people to extreme decisions. One example of that, Steve, is back in 2008 when it was the start of Obama's first term. I had a client call up, really wise family. Actually, he was, an engineer or a physicist out at the National Laboratories. And he called me up and he withdrew all of the money from his retirement accounts because he was under age 60, he paid a 10% penalty plus full income taxation on all those dollars and literally cashed it out to physical cash because he heard or read somewhere that Obama was going to take all of the retirement accounts away. And you might be laughing at that and saying, well, that sounds silly, but this is a really smart person. But he has a human brain, just like the rest of us, and we're subject to emotions and emotions that might override good decision making. And I'm hearing a lot more of that type of chatter nowadays, again, from people on either side of the aisle.
Yeah, you know, two scriptures come to mind as we're talking through this. And one is, you know, we're called to be gentle as doves, but wise as serpents. Also be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. And I just wonder how much, you know, you would think those are applicable here.
I think they're both very applicable. And I would layer a third one on there, which is plans often fail from lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So if we're being, if we're avoiding the anxiety, like you said, if we're trying to be wise, but also, you know, talking to people in our lives, talking to advisors, not necessarily a financial planner like myself, but other wise people in our lives who might help us make more centered and grounded decisions, I think that combination is powerful. And there's a lot of wise people out there who can help identify when we're getting overly emotional or we're exhibiting biases that we can't see in ourselves. But I've seen every election since I've been in the business, I've seen at least one or two of these big mistakes. That's a big part of our job, is to try to talk people away from that. But even as much as we might try, people, you know, make big changes. They take out money, they spend money, they, you know, buy assets they may not really need to buy. It's just everything gets changed. And it's all because of this hype and energy around elections. And I feel like that's ramped up every election over the last three or four cycles.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just keep reflecting back on much of what we've talked about in the past, and leading up to elections, and the history of the market. If you're talking about a long-term savings, just the history of you know, money in you know, basically in the market for any length of time, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, you see an increase. And these knee-jerk reactions, it just seems like the encouragement would be, exactly what you said, wisdom in a multitude of counselors, and, these knee-jerk reactions can really have an impact. So I guess encouraging the listeners, we head towards this election season, which we're, basically in the midst of now, just to remember that God is on the throne. And spend some time in prayer and do what you can to make wise decisions.
And I would clarify, it doesn't mean you should not have political opinions. It does not mean you should avoid any activity revolving around politics. I mean, there's a lot we can do to change the world through political involvement, but it just shouldn't drive your short-term financial decisions, especially if you're responding to, extreme scenarios like the ones we've discussed today.
Well, and as always, encouraging our listener to log on to johnmoore.com at no cost. You can go to the Insights tab and find all kinds of information, current and also a search engine that's there to find topics that are of interest to you. What's the latest there, Brian, that our listeners will find at Insights?
Yeah, we just put up a video. It's about a 30-minute long video that captures actually the election cycle is part of it. It's a recording of the presentation I provided to our clients in February at our annual education event. It was very well received, and it covers different lessons learned from the last 3 years. And we talked about the midterm elections during that period, and there's a lot of lessons you can glean from that about how to invest wisely, how to be smart about different aspects of your personal finances.
Very good. Well, Brian, as always, we appreciate your time. And early in April, look forward to a full hour with you we head into spring and just post Easter. We'll be doing that. But I appreciate your time today, and have a great weekend.
All right. You too, Steve.
All right. Thanks for tuning in and join us again Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.